United Irish of Dayton Celtic Festival kicks off this coming Friday night, 5:30 in Dayton, Ohio's Riverscape Metro Park. We'll continue through Sunday evening at 6. Dayton's largest downtown festival features 4 stages of music and dance and lots of other family activities. With me on the phone to talk about this event is Sean Kane. Sean, thanks for being with us. How long have you been doing this?
Pretty closely from the start. First couple of years I wasn't as active, but the last 12, 13 years I've been right in there doing publicity and helping plan the event, and it's a good group of people that helped put this on.
How many years has it been going on?
This is the 15th year. Started in 2002, and it has grown over the years. In 2014-15, we were rated the best festival in Dayton Magazine, and we got 6 headliner bands, and there's plenty of good food and merchandise, beverage, entertainment, cultural activities, and children's activities. So there's really something for everybody.
And Sean, you guys do this rain or shine, too.
That's right, but we have plenty of cover, and, you know, we have an evacuation plan in case there was a storm or something, you know, but, you know, there's plenty of cover on the stages, so don't let the weather inhibit you from coming either way.
I see Gaelic Storm is back. They've done this a lot of times, haven't they?
We've had them almost every year. I think there might have been 1 or 2 years where we didn't have them, but they were there the first year back in 2002, and they've been here almost every year. Of course, they had this song in the Titanic back in 1998 that really got them going, and they've been all over the Billboard chart.
Great, great live band. Yeah, they were the band in the understeerage in the movie Titanic. They were actually in the film, which is really cool.
Well, I'm a little bigger man, I'm beginning a teen, if the score or more, and they did Lily Green, and I know him from the Leafy, from the Basin to the Zoo, and I know him by the name of Old Johnny Doo. Is going at the back and is the best stuff. But when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest. He can beg for his dinner, he's nothing left to do. When he comes around the corner with his old wicked do. And I met a little flexy haired girl one day. We'll go on a little flexy haired girl, and I say, we'll go on a little beggar man. And how do you do with your rags and your bags and your old wicked do? Buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie, and a nice young lady I will fetch by and by. Buy a pair of goggles and a collar them too, and an old fashioned lady I will make of her too.
Obsidian and Socks in the Frying Pan and We Banjo 3, and then we have two other headliner bands this year, Goetia and Screaming Orphans.
You have beverage tastings, too. We always like those.
Yes, we're going to be having those each day of the festival. Friday evening, we'll have them on the hour at 6, 7, and 8 p.m., and then Saturday, they'll be hourly every half hour, you know, at 12:30, 1:30, and so forth until 7:30, and then Sundays at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 p.m., it's best if you can get your tickets ahead of time, go to our website. It'll be a good time.
Sean, another cool thing you guys have where I think a lot of festivals maybe miss the mark is the children's area.
Yep, we have a Rainbow Inn children's area that's open on Saturday and Sunday. Kids can go around and search for a pot of gold and do a bunch of different mazes and activities, play around a putt-putt golf, build a fairy house, walk through the Blarney Castle. So it's nice for the parents, too, because they can do some shopping, listen to some music, get something to eat while the kids are busy playing over there. So it's a nice thing with it being free admission. You can bring the whole family down.
And also the Parade of Kilts, Friday and Saturday. That sounds very, very cool.
Yep, we'll have that Friday and Saturday evening. Parade of Kilts, this is the third year we've done that. Also, we'll have it Sunday after the Gaelic Mass. We have a Gaelic Mass at 10, and then we'll have the parade also after that event. So that'll be around 11:30 on Sunday morning, but then it's also Friday and Saturday around 6:30. So that's another unique thing. You know, there's a lot of different cultural exhibits, too, we have. We have something on the centennial of the Easter Rising that kind of began Ireland's independence from Great Britain, and different workshops, cultural and Gaelic language workshops and Celtic history. And there's some workshops on Éire knitting, sweater knitting. It's an interesting part of Irish culture.
Now, Sunday's Gaelic Mass, I'm going out on a limb here, but I guess that's all in Gaelic, safe to say?
It's told in both English and Gaelic, so when they say something in Gaelic, they'll translate it in English, too, so people can follow the Mass, because Gaelic is a hard language to learn. I remember one year when the festival, we had a workshop on Gaelic language, and it's a very complex language to learn, but it's interesting to experience that.
And as far as the workshops, you will have some Gaelic workshops, and we can learn Gaelic.
Yeah, there'll be some workshops on Gaelic language. So, you know, people if want to learn all about it, we'll have it there.
It's really cool. And the 5K run and walk Saturday, what time does that kick off?
That kicks off at 10 a.m. People can register online, at our website. Look for the activities tab on the 5K run. Starts right at 10 a.m., so people need to get down there, you know, well ahead of time. We'll have refreshments available after the finish, and then there'll be awards for top three in each age group and the overall male and female runners and walkers. Registration actually begins at 8:30 a.m. at the main stage, the United Irish main stage. And then we'll announce the winners at noon at the Riverscape Festival Fountains. And you can do same-day registration if you wish.
Okay, great. Sean, I wanted to ask you about dancers.
Most of the dancers are the Irish dance groups in town. We have the Celtic Academy of Irish Dance, McGovern Cayley Dancers, and the Dwyer School of Irish Dance. There'll also be the Minor Valley Pipes and Drums will be playing. Most of the actual dances that will be done will be at our local Irish dance schools.
It's the 15th annual Dayton Celtic Festival, runs this Friday through Sunday, July 31st. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Our guest this evening has been Sean Kane. Hey, thanks for talking with us, Sean.
Thanks a lot.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Patrick.